Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. Website, an easy one to remember, weather.utexas.edu. It's Friday. It's the 25th day of March, 2022. Well, friends, lots going on as we wrap up the week and head into your weekend. We got Texas Relays at UT. We've got out the racetrack, some races going on out there. We've got Q2 playing tomorrow evening, Saturday evening. Got a match going on there in the stadium. Lots of stuff going on. I think weather will cooperate. High pressure overhead now. That'll be moving off to the east of the area. That'll result in a return southerly wind across south central Texas. And that'll begin to get our moisture on the increase by late in the weekend, first part of next week. The main thing, though, is, of course, the temperatures heading up, and I think we'll be well above seasonal averages as we go into the weekend, as much as 10 to 12 degrees temperatures above what we would expect this time of year. Once we get into the middle part of next week, an approaching upper-level low-pressure storm system and a surface cold front ahead of that will increase the moisture Monday and Tuesday. That system will cross the area by Tuesday night into Wednesday. A pretty good chance of showers and thunderstorms with it. I foresee at least some severe weather risk across the state of Texas, but I'm leaning toward that mainly being well to the north and northeast of Austin by next Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Once that front passes, by the way, much cooler air spreads back south across the area. Skies clear, plenty of sunshine. I know by next Thursday, looking for highs back in the 70s, lows in the 40s and 50s under a clear sky. One quick wrap-up on the tornadoes earlier in the week. National Weather Service has done their preliminary work in getting the storm surveys completed. Let you know that the Gerald tornado will be an EF1. It'll go down the record books as an EF1. The Round Rock to Granger tornado will actually end up being an EF2, winds of about 135 miles an hour. That, on wind speed, was probably the strongest of all the tornadoes, with a wind speed about 135. Meanwhile, out at Elgin, that's also an EF2 tornado out there. Toward Giddings, it's an EF1. Down south, what we call the Guadalupe County, over toward Stairtown, there in southern parts of Caldwell County, that tornado will end up being an EF2 as well. But again, the strongest one as far as wind speeds, according to the National Weather Service, will be, not really surprisingly, the Round Rock Granger tornado that occurred right about 5:45 to about 6:15 on Monday evening. Folks, those are my weather thoughts, audio weather thoughts on this Friday, on this 25th day of March, 2022. I'll update the text part of my website where you have all the forecasts, the seven-day forecast, as well as my audio weather thoughts again on Monday morning. I'll be taking the weekend off. Hope you have a good Friday and a safe weekend.